This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump said on Wednesday the United States could send as many as 15,000 military troops to the border with Mexico. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the president's statement comes as he hardens his stance against a caravan of migrants fleeing violence and poverty in Central America.
About 3,100 troops have deployed so far, and the president says the number will ramp up.
We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000.
If it is 15,000, that would be more American troops at the border than there are in Afghanistan. The upper end of the president's estimate caught the Pentagon off guard. It already authorized 5,200 troops to deploy to the border and told about 2,200 others to be ready. The president has been increasing his talk about illegal immigration as the election's near, though he says he's not fear-mongering.
Immigration's a very important subject.
Pentagon Chief Jim Mattis is rejecting suggestions the deployments are a political ploy, saying, "We don't do stunts in this department." Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A Turkish prosecutor says Saudi dissident Jamal Khashoggi was killed by strangulation immediately after entering Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, and then his body was cut into pieces. The statement by Chief Istanbul Prosecutor Erfan Fidan comes as Turkey pressures Saudi Arabia to extradite the 18 people it detained in connection with Khashoggi's killing. Fidan's statement was the first public confirmation by a Turkish official that the journalist was mutilated after being killed in the consulate. Turkey has steadily amped up pressure on Saudi Arabia to provide answers amid its shifting officials' explanations of Khashoggi's fate. Weeks after the fact, Riyadh announced the writer had been killed in the consulate by a team of Saudi agents. This is VOA News. Pakistan's Supreme Court Wednesday overturned the blasphemy conviction of Asia Bibi, a Christian woman who was imprisoned on a charge of committing blasphemy, which is punishable by death. The verdict in the case read that prosecutors categorically failed to prove their case beyond a reasonable doubt. The landmark ruling sparked protests by hardline Islamists and raised fears of violence. Several Islamist parties rejected the verdict, and angry demonstrations against it were held in several cities, including Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi. Asia Bibi was in an undisclosed location for her safety. Her lawyer said he expected that she would soon leave the country. France and Spain have offered asylum to the 54-year-old mother of five, who is a Roman Catholic. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres announced Wednesday that Norwegian veteran diplomat Geir Pedersen will be his new special envoy for Syria. Pedersen was widely rumored to be the top choice for the post. He succeeds Italian-Swedish envoy Staffan de Mistura, who held the challenging job for more than 4 years. Guterres wrote to the Security Council on Tuesday to inform them of his choice. He thanked de Mistura for his work and his contributions to the search for peace in Syria. Pedersen is set to be the fourth UN envoy to try to bring a close to the Syrian civil war. The accused gunman in the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting has been indicted. We get more from AP's Warren Levinson.
A federal grand jury indicted Robert Bowers on 44 counts, including hate crimes. Bowers is being held without bail and is scheduled for a preliminary hearing Thursday. The indictment was expected. Prosecutors have indicated they'll seek to have Bowers put to death. Today begins the process of seeking justice for the victims of these hateful acts, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady said. The indictment came as three more funerals were held. Bowers is accused of killing 11 people and wounding six Saturday at Pittsburgh's Tree of Life synagogue. The two victims still hospitalized remain in intensive care but are improving, says the chairman of emergency medicine. I'm Warren Levinson.
Boston threw a parade for the Major League Baseball World Champion Red Sox. We get the news from Ed Donahue of AP.
This is Boston's fourth World Series parade in 15 years. Players and coaches traveled around the city in amphibious duck boats.
These are the best fans in sports right here.
That is Steve Pierce, the World Series MVP. Manager Alex Cora remembers the moment Pierce hit a home run to seal the victory in the fifth and deciding game.
He felt like we had 40,000 fans cheering for us at Dodger Stadium.
That is AP's Ed Donahue reporting on the celebrations for the Boston Red Sox in Boston on Wednesday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.